Dr. Lund, let's talk about first about the 11 meetings that your parents' groups had last week and the preparation for the upcoming public meetings that will be held next week. Were you happy with the participation levels that you had in this first round of meetings?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, we had a pretty low turnout, depending what building the meeting was conducted. Had anywhere from 28 parents down to 3 parents. I just think this is a really busy time of the year, and people are very busy, so it's hard to schedule those things. But this was just the first in a series of many meetings to get input and get the sharing out to our community.
You're talking about making a cut perhaps as large as 12% in the spending that you do in the school district. Has that hit people yet that realize this is a real possibility if this excess levy referendum is not restored?
Well, to be honest, probably not. Last time we asked for a levy, we started sharing the information very late. I think it was August. At that time, I was recently hired here, and we only had 3 or 4 months, and the promise this time was to get it to way out front. So it's probably a little early, but that's intentional, and we're going to have lots of time to get back and share that with folks. And, again, our goal is to have many opportunities for many groups of people to be informed of the challenges that we're facing.
Now, you've had focus groups working on specific areas of the budget over the past several weeks. You've had the first round of meetings. What are these public meetings, these open houses coming up on the 19th and 20th, going to be about, and where are they going to be held?
Sure, thanks. The first round of meetings were to share with our parents and staff and get input to make changes before we brought it to the board. And those proposals are going to be brought to the board on coming up here on this Thursday night at the learning session. And then the town hall meetings will be the outcome of that work. So on Tuesday, February 19th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Oakland Junior High in the auditorium, and on Wednesday, February 20th, at 6 to 8 p.m. at Stillwater Junior High in the auditorium, we're going to share this with anyone in the public. That will involve more parents, more staff, more non-parents, and we are trying to encourage people to come to learn what will happen if the $11 million is not renewed, but also to find out how we're using those dollars here in the school district.
Now, this, of course, is long-range planning. You have time in which to make decisions, but the state legislature is still meeting, and there's that old phrase about how nobody is safe when the legislature's in session. What are you watching for at St. Paul, and how will this affect what happens in the District 834 schools?
Yeah, great question. Now, what we've learned is that it's always a moving target, especially this early in the year. You might recall last session they actually did not get the work done, and they had a shutdown, and then they had to come back after the school year, which made the request for the last levy very difficult. But you know what I know is they still owe schools $1 billion from the dollars they borrowed from us, and it's now state law. They have to pay that back, so they have to figure that out. There's $1 billion deficit last time I looked, so that's $2 billion they owe. So I think, you know, you have to be fairly realistic in what that means for school, other funding. What's I believe is on the table now is to continue the $50 or $52 per pupil that they have done the last 2 years. The other thing that's kind of exciting is funding for full-day K. Right now the state only funds 0.6 of a kindergarten student, which is why it's really difficult for districts to offer a full kindergarten program. Now, here at Stillwater Area Public Schools, we do offer free all-day K because we think it's a great benefit to our students. But that 0.4 comes from dollars generated from other students. So if they would provide additional revenue for free all-day K and a little bit on the per-pupil formula, that would be good. I think that would be the least we could expect. And even if that happens, we have this $11 million shortfall because that levy is actually expiring after another school year.
Well, with that levy expiring, the uncertainty of what's going to happen in St. Paul, does this leave the school district just only a couple of options that you can see, or are you still looking at other options?
Well, you know, I think the first option that has to face the school board is what are they going to do with the levy that's going to expire, because if they do nothing, we lose $11 million, and that would take effect not next school year, but the 14-15 school year. And that's another big chunk to our budget. This year we had cut $6.5 million. So on top of that, that's darn near 20% of our total budget. The other question they're going to have to ask is a renewal enough? Because the state aid's been flat and costs have been going up just like at home, we have a $4 to $6 million shortfall every year. And again, we have a $100 million budget. So even with a passing or renewal of $11 million, we're still short $4 to $6 million every year, and that takes its toll. So they're going to have to figure out, is it a renewal? Is it a renewal and increase? And, of course, as you mentioned, what if things happen at the legislature? And I just want to remind everyone that when a levy passes, it just gives the authority to collect those dollars. You don't have to. So if the legislature found some new revenue source and significantly raised school funding, we could either change the levy request or ask for less dollars, and I would encourage the board to consider both those things.
The school board for District 834 schools holding a learning session on Thursday night, regular meeting next week, and, of course, on the 19th and 20th, the town hall meetings. And where, again, will those take place, Dr. Lund?
They're at our two junior highs. The one on the 19th is 6 to 8 p.m. at Oakland Junior High. We'll start in the auditorium. If it's a small group, we'll move to a cafeteria or other setting. And Wednesday, February 20th, 6 to 8, still at our junior high. Again, we'll start in the auditorium, and we'll move to the media center if we have a smaller group. And we'll have the meeting, whether it's one person or 100 people. We want people to understand the challenges and the solutions that are before us.
Well, the more the merrier, and the more involvement, the better, I think, for the District 834 schools.
Yeah, the one thing we're asking is if you know you're going to attend, there's a link on our website. We don't ask for names. We just ask that you tell us the number of people that are coming so we can plan for a large group or small group, because we want it to be a successful event for everybody.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Lund, and good luck at the open house meetings, the town hall meetings next week.
Thank you very much.